This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Traitor by Kimberly Chambers. Read by Annie Aldington. Farewell, ungrateful traitor. Farewell, my perjured swain. Let never injured woman believe a man again. The pleasure of possessing surpasses all expressing, but 'tis too short a blessing, and love too long a pain. John Dryden. Prologue. 1988. Eddie Mitchell stared at the handwriting on the envelope. He knew who it was from, but unable to take any more pain, he couldn't face opening it. Ever since that fateful night in Tilbury, Eddie had shed enough tears to fill a swimming pool. Nothing was going to bring her back, so what was the point of crying anymore? Stuffing the letter under his mattress, Eddie lay back on his bunk and stared at the ceiling. He'd give anything to turn the clock back. Fucking anything. The bullets he had fired had been meant for somebody else, not his beautiful wife. To make matters worse, Jessica had been pregnant at the time with their third child. The unborn baby hadn't stood a chance, God rest its soul. The newspapers had had a field day writing about Eddie's faux pas. The headlines screaming, "Gangland boss in doubles."